serious with that shot.
Gosh, he's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Well, the Royals were off last night, but the Texas Rangers were not, and Adrian Beltre hit for the cycle, which probably not, you can't be serious worthy on its own, but not only is it his third career cycle, all of which have come at the ballpark in Arlington, even though one of them was with the Seattle Mariners, but he also did it in five innings. Hit for the cycle in five innings. He had the homer in the fifth in a 12-9 win. It has to be a high-scoring game like that if you're going to hit for the cycle in five innings. But that is crazy. You can't be serious. Adrian Beltre hitting for the cycle in five innings.
I was rooting for him to get the double cycle, which would be a bicycle. I think that would have been awesome. That would have been the first in Major League history. That would have been pretty neat. We've been talking a lot about the new Vanier Complex today and what it's going to do for K-State recruiting-wise and things like that. An interesting initiative that is going to start taking place at the University of Michigan this fall, they have developed some virtual reality goggles that will be used by recruits and people that are on official visits to the university and things like that. And what you do, you put these goggles on, and it takes you into this world where you can actually see Michigan Stadium all, you know, filled up, and you can actually run out the tunnel into the full stadium, get the experience of actually being in a game. Kind of interesting, but it seems like, at least from the videos I've seen, that the tests are going well, and they think it's really going to help them get a leg up by getting these recruits into a virtual experience.
And so that's the next thing. Huh?
That's the next thing.
Yeah, that'd be. I think that'll work. That'll be pretty sweet. Yeah, you can watch a video, but to be if you can get those guys to walk out onto the field and look around and see a full stadium full of fans. I remember my freshman year just working out and just imagining thousands of fans. So that'll be sweet. Hopefully that technology progresses, and then in 10 years, K-State can have it. Mike Hessman, a AAA infielder for the Detroit Tigers system, broke the record for home runs, 433 home runs. He's a 37-year-old minor league player.
Oh, so he has the most
minor league home runs. Yeah. In the history of baseball. So he's not a complete minor league lifer. He played like 109 games in the majors and has like 13 home runs. So he's been up and down, it sounds like, for the past 19 years of his life.
That's still kind of a slap in the face accomplishment to me.
Yeah.
Jimbo Fisher at Florida State putting the hammer down on his players when it comes to social media. He's done this two times prior, but not as long. He has banned all his players from social media from tomorrow to the end of postseason.
Really?
Ooh. Wow.
Nice. No Facebook or Twitter?
Nothing.
Pretty confident
and,
they're going to make the postseason.
No bars either.
Wow, what are you going to do without Facebook? Yeah, that's right. They can't go to the bars. What are you supposed to do?
Florida State's no longer so great to play for anymore.
What are you supposed to do in Tallahassee?
Their players are going to spend a lot of time on Netflix this fall.
Yeah.
I guess.
Just avoid the seafood section at the store, then we're good to go.
Yeah, watch out for them in Publix. If you're down in Tallahassee. That'll do it for the game. Royals pregame's coming up next. Royals and the Detroit Tigers.
Kansas City Royals baseball is on the air.